Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. There's something quite special about the start of things. A new season, a new year, a new job, maybe a new team, a new opportunity. Maybe that's it. A new opportunity gives us a chance to take all our past experiences, good and bad, and use them for something productive. Emily Dickinson wrote, "We turn not older with years, but newer every day." George E. Woodberry said, "Old times never come back, and I suppose it's just as well. What comes back is a new morning every day in the year, and that's better." It reminds me of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, where we read, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." God has blessed us with today. And however you may feel, it can be the start of an even better tomorrow. Our guests today do that all the time, every day, with young people who surround their lives, or shall I say, are in their lives, and this even beyond their own children. They are bringers of hope, God's hope, Christ's hope. And by the way, their children, their own children, are excelling in fabulous ways too, with a son who is a professional surfer, a daughter who earned a place on one of Hawaii's coveted high school volleyball teams, and kids that are on their way to a brighter tomorrow, a great future. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have this show, The Good Life Hawaii, is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a single mom or a single dad or a happily married couple that may be struggling at this particular time, maybe you're starting a new job yourself or turning a new course in life, that whatever it is you might be facing, the Lord loves you, He knows you, and He wants to draw you close to Himself. And if you have not entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, this would be a great time to do that, to open your heart to Christ. Leonard Lau graduated from St. Louis School, where he lettered in football and basketball as an all-state athlete who also played for the University of Hawaii football team. He himself is an avid surfer. Today, Leonard is the head of the Special Education Department of Dole Middle School, where he is also a teacher. He's also a member of the St. Louis School varsity football coaching staff, where, as anybody in Hawaii would know, they continue to generate and produce many of Hawaii's top football players and teams. Dana Lau. Well, Dana graduated from Sacred Hearts Academy, where she herself was a star athlete. She also played volleyball for the University of Hawaii under legendary coach Dave Shoji. She's a dorm advisor, dorm leader for the Kamehameha School Kapalama Middle School boarding program. Leonard and Dana are members of Hope Chapel Kaneohe, where they serve in God's Rock Children's Program. They have four children, Ezekiel, Sarah, Jordan, and Daylin. Leonard, Dana, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
You know, I've been waiting a long time to have you in studio with us. It's not always that I can, we can sit and talk with a married couple, a family, who God is doing so many marvelous things, where God is doing these marvelous things in and through your lives. Leonard, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a couple places. In my early childhood, I grew up in Pro City. And my later years of high school, I think the summer of my senior year, I moved into Kamuki.
So from Pro City to Kamuki. Mm-hmm. How about you, Dana?
Early elementary, I grew up here in Liliha, not too far away. And then I moved to Kaneohe. And I grew up playing softball there. Okay. As well.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you guys have pretty much been around Oahu. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Dana, you might have heard a little bit, but when Leonard mentions Pro City, all I can think about is I go back to my childhood days and I think about the Pro City Charger football team.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know if we're going to play them, we got to play Leonard Lau and Garrett Awai, you know what I mean? And here's the thing. It didn't stop. It went all the way up to high school, you know?
Right.
Again, St. Louis. Oh, Leonard Lau, you know? this outstanding receiver just had a way of, you wonder, how did he get that? How did he catch that ball? Well, Leonard, again, it's a privilege that you're here. What was it like, besides, busting up teams, when you guys were playing football? What was it like growing up in Pro City and Kamuki?
Well, for me, Pro City was, I think, it really established, who I was, I got to grow up and meet a lot of great people along the way, such as that you mentioned, the Awai mm-hmm. family, mm-hmm. also the Hallams family. We got to grow up. They lived across the street from us, so we met great people and great families, and I think that kind of shaped my me as a person. As far as athletic wise and as also education wise too. Yes. And I went to really two good schools there, Manana Elementary and Pro City Highlands. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I had the opportunity and was fortunate, to attend St. Louis High School, from there.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Above anybody else, I got to say it's my dad. He was a police officer. He served the community. He served the people of Hawaii. And he also served his family, my mom as a husband and his four children, as a father. So growing up, all I saw of him was just him giving and service, to not only to our family, but people, outside of our family, which really made a huge impact on my life.
And he's also a minister at Lanikila Church, where Leonard had grown up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So he saw a lot of service mm-hmm. from his father and was involved heavily there as well.
So, yeah, as he retired from the police department, he went into full-time ministry in this small Protestant Hawaiian church in Kamuki. And that was the reason why we moved to Kamuki, because he became the lead pastor and it provided him a home. So We ended up moving from Pro City to Kamuki just for that fact, so he could, lead the church.
As you share, I can kind of look and see mm-hmm. the invisible hand of God, which actually mm-hmm. is not invisible because mm-hmm. he's working in your life. You talk about your dad with such such deep, it's like reverence almost, you know, mm-hmm. deep regard, respect, mm-hmm. admiration. And then to see the kind of father that you are mm-hmm. and the kind of influence that you're having mm-hmm. on your family, on your wife. Mm-hmm. The importance, you know, I hear it all the time about, you know, how our society today is suffering largely because of the absence of fathers, mm-hmm. fathers mm-hmm. in the home. And the generation, you can see the positive generation of blessing and strength and that comes with that, just within your own family and what's mm-hmm. happening now. Mm-hmm. Dana, mm-hmm. what about you? What was it like growing up, growing up in Kaneohe, Windward Side?
Right. Well, growing up in Liliha, we were fortunate enough to live on a piece of property where my cousins were living as well. And there were like four families on my mom's side of the family. And we all lived in this little cul-de-sac, sort of. And that was really a rich way to grow up. And I don't know that too many people experience that today. So I just feel really fortunate to be close to my cousins and my family in that way. And then I think my dad wanted to buy his own house and, you know, do his own thing with his family. So he moved us out to Kaneohe, and I grew up the rest of my life there. And sports was also a big part of my life. And I think that's what drew Leonard and I together. You know, that was kind of a common thread. And we were both really competitive. I think too much sometimes. And Leonard really has a lot of characteristics as my dad has. And I don't know if that's what drew me to him as well. But really, ultimately, that competitiveness fueled my work ethic. And then being kind of like an underdog all the time and then needing to work that much harder and those kinds of values, you know, that I was brought up with. But I too had a rich heritage, a Christian heritage. I grew up at New Honu Baptist Church, and it started with my grandmother. When New Honu first started, the pastor went door to door and knocked on my grandma's door, and at that time she had left her husband, and was kind of it was a hurtful time for her, and she was drawn to the church, and she had made that decision to say, I'm going to choose to follow Jesus to get me out of this situation I was in, and never turned back. And and ever since then, my mom made that same decision, and so did my dad, and I grew up in the church, and I knew that it was important to be yoked with another believer, you know. And so when Leonard and I met, we're high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. And so having that sports that kind of drew us together, besides being attracted to each other or whatever, and then, you know, both being Christians and him just growing up in a Christian church, in a beautiful Hawaiian Protestant church. You know, it was a blessing, you know, and it wasn't any question in my mind, you know, where I wanted to be, you know. So I'm pretty fortunate, you know. I don't know if I answered your question, did I? I kind of...
You did. You did, Dana. You know, the Hawaiian Protestant, mm-hmm. and you mentioned New Orleans Baptist, just a real stalwart in the, mm-hmm. of course, Southern Baptist Convention, yeah, but yeah. here in Hawaii... Mm-hmm. And yet the Hawaiian Protestant churches, that's a real special mm-hmm. place as well, mm-hmm. you know, historically mm-hmm. and the rich tradition, the yeah. background.
I mean, like Dana stated, you know, her heritage was her grandma, and ours started in that same church, Lana Kilo, from our great grandmother, who was mm-hmm. one of the founders and starters of that small Protestant church in Kamiki called Lana Kila. Mm-hmm. You know, she was full Hawaiian, you know, 100% Hawaiian, that was part of the founders of this church. And then it just continued, you know, then my grandma continued that, you know, attending the church, and then, you know, my dad. So it was a generational type of thing, and we're very fortunate because the cultural, I mean, it was a kind of, it was a church where you just go there and stay there all day, eat, you know, worship, play. I mean, it was just that type of church.
Really integrated as part of family life, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And, well, I guess in some ways it's a little bit different than how some other experiences might be today, because maybe as society has developed. Mm-hmm. But again, going back and just seeing the hand of God's working in your life. And then now to look ahead, in this generation, your children, and that to follow. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Leonard and Dana Lau. You see, two lives come together in high school. They both have sports in common. Both are extremely competitive. And at the same time, they have a spiritual connection that comes because of Christ and their family background. Those things are such that we cannot overlook them. And so when we come back, we're going to share more. They're going to share more about their own family. In fact, their son, Ezekiel, has excelled beyond the measures of just normal competition. Talk about competitive drive. But then you can have a competitive drive and maybe not necessarily have the giftings or, you know, the stuff that's needed. Well, Ezekiel has both. He also has a family that loves the Lord and a family that sees the hand of God at work even in his life and their family. You'll hear more about these things when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest.
Okay,
one of the things that we always got to make mention of. Because, you know, in the Christian life, when you talk about living life as a follower of Jesus Christ, and when we share our testimonies, when we talk about the mighty things that God has done, there is always that place where someone could listen in and they could maybe say, wow, that is absolutely remarkable. That is so far different from my life, because my life has been, you could even say, plagued with all kinds of pockmarks, with mistakes, foibles, troubles, trials, things that I've gone through. And in fact, there are things that I'm still struggling with. So if that's you, hold on, okay? Don't lose heart. We're talking, I think part of the things with the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is we try to get down to the gut level, to the nitty-gritty, to the very heart of things that happen in all of our lives. And it's through that where we can experience the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guests today, Leonard and Dana Lau. And they've been so gracious to come and share heart to heart with us. If you're tuning in right now and you're wondering, hey, Danny, I'm tuning in. I caught the tail end of that last segment. Is it possible for me to catch, I want to listen to the whole show. You can do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get the podcast of this program for free. But more than that, there are a bunch of other programs, subjects, topics that you might be interested in. But now listen, don't only keep it for yourself. Share it with a family member or a friend. If you're a follower of Christ and you've ever been thinking, I want to reach a family member with the love of Christ, but they don't go to church. I don't even want to invite them. I invite them. They always say no. Send them this podcast or send them a podcast. Use it as a tool to reach them with the love of the Lord. And if you are interested in finding more about what it means to partner with us, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab. Leonard, Dana, I set it up. You grew up in church.
Yep.
You guys knew the ways of the Lord, and you've tried to live your life with the Lord, but has it always been smooth?
Definitely not. I think there's more pressure on you if you grow up in a church and you're expected to act a certain way. And sometimes I think we portrayed that, but really didn't live that. And we grappled with that. I think living your life as a Christian and going through trials, you don't try and avoid the trial. Yeah, I think God draws you to that, and then you find Him in it. You know, I remember, and God never gives you more than you can handle. I think what helped us is we knew where to go when we found ourselves at the bottom of the pit or in a valley, as the Bible puts it. And we looked at each other because we've been together for so long. I think he's like a childhood friend to me. But and we knew where to go, and that's the blessing I think it was in growing up in the heritage of Christianity, and seeing our parents do the same. You know, I remember, and God always grows you through it. And so now when we face something, we've gone through so much, and I know there's so much more that He wants to take us through. There's a confidence that was built at this point in our marriage.
What were some or one of the challenges that kind of gave you cause you to stutter step early on or through your married life?
Well, I can go, you know, before my married life, you know, because right after St. Louis, you know, I got an opportunity to go to the University of Hawaii and play football for them, and just the whole college experience was just wild, and you know, I enjoyed it. I was having fun, you know, but it was so opposite of what I learned, you know, growing up in the church and stuff. It was just a time where I kind of, you know, was decided to do my own thing, you know, and go ahead and live this lifestyle that wasn't, you know, what I learned growing up in the church. You know, and that was the show, you know, the friends and just the different activities that we did, you know, just the, you know, involved alcohol and, you know, and just staying out late and all that kind of stuff, you know, that really took me in another direction. But along the way, God never left. Well, he always put somebody in my life, you know, talking to me about Christ, you know, in college. And, you know, so, you know, I was just so fortunate that he was never far away from me. Like Dana said, you know, because we grew up in a church, we always knew where to go to, you know, and when things really hit rock bottom.
Would you say that if things didn't hit rock bottom, would you say that you wouldn't have the kind of closeness that you have with each other now or the closeness with the Lord? If you didn't hit the rock bottom?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I almost praise God for those times. Because, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, looking back and looking at those times, it's almost, you know, wow. From where we're at now and how we would, you know, approach a trial like that is almost elementary. And if we're at a stage now where we're kind of thinking, you know, things are a little static, you know, not enough is happening. We're mm-hmm. not experiencing trials like mm-hmm. we used to. We better stir it up, you know, because we've been talking and praying now, you know, because there's been so much going on with the kids and, you know, we used to be part of we used to lead a small group when we were at Nu'uanu Baptist. And boy, I tell you, that's one thing that stretched us. And Leonard needed to lead that. And he was asked to lead that. And he looked at me and he said, I can't do that. And I said, you will. You have to.
And she was challenging you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And just, you know, in our early years of marriage, you right. know, I mean, ooh. You know, my dad was great. Mm. You know, he led by example, but nobody really taught me how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be a leader, mm. and especially a spiritual leader in the families. Mm. And that I struggled with that. And, you know, her and I, our relationship struggled because I didn't know how. You know, she kind of had more leadership skills and ability than I had at the time, you know, and, you know, we struggled in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Dana, I think I might be safe in saying that there are probably maybe women, spiritual women, mm-hmm. godly women. I think there are many. Somebody that's listening right now might be nodding their head going, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. me, that's me. Where they really are going after the heart of the Lord, and, mm-hmm. but they feel almost like almost a loneliness because the husband is in their life. He goes to church, mm-hmm. but he's not leading.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have something to say, I think, to a lot of women in that situation. How did you handle that?
Right. I didn't handle it very well in the beginning, right? mm-hmm. And I was a part of a small group of women who just loved the Lord, and I learned a lot from them. But I learned to, I was too oppressive. I, you know, because, you know, usually God speaks, you know, is real heavy on someone's heart. And I learned how to, I said, God, if this is your will, can you bring us together? Like, make this heart you're giving me my husband. And he does. And what I learned every single time, every time I prayed, was I needed to change. There was something in my spirit that was not right and was causing him to, you know, shy away from leadership. And that was me. And maybe some women are not as strong as I was, or, you know, felt that this and this and this needed to happen. But I think, and it still happens even today, you know, and to the point where I had to go to him and apologize. And when he felt my submission to him as his wife, and it gave him more confidence. And in that way, God just moves more powerfully in your marriage. And I tell you that those 3-4 years of small group changed us like nothing else. And we were vessels. We were not leaders per se. I think facilitated. But because we were so fearful, right, Lynn? And that dependency on God was so strong. And we went there sometimes, just having the kids, and we had Sarah and Zeke, they were young. We were so unprepared for the class, and we thought, oh my gosh, we're like not doing well by these people who are coming. And we had, at one point, we had like 5 or 6 married couples, one whom have a Christian music ministry and are leading others to Christ. So much has come out of that. And I look back and I marvel at how God worked in us. I mean, we changed, I think, the most out of that situation.
But, you know? Danny, during that time, you know, I was kind of maybe still living the college life and really resisting marriage and that commitment, you know. But she told me, you know, she was praying and she had other people in the church praying for me, you know. And I never realized that until, you know, God changed me. You know, these people was coming up to me and saying, you know, we're praying for you. And there's these men now in my life that is so impactful, that made a difference in me as spiritually and as a father and a husband, you know. And it was just Dana's, you know, prayer, you know, her prayer life and her willingness to submit, you know, to me. Because once I saw her change, her, I started, it affected me, you know, and then, you know, it started to change in me, you know.
You know, what's interesting is that as you were changing, you're leading with all kinds of stuff going on in your life, mm-hmm. and still leading. And, you know, it's easy to think that, well, you know, that's not the linear way that it's supposed to be organized. Mm-hmm. You know, God, aren't you supposed to use like these really polished vessels, you know? And and I think about the broken pots. You know, when you talk about that illustration of broken pots, that God uses these broken vessels for his purpose. And I got a confession to make too, in light of all this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think I wait too long, personally. And and maybe someone's listening to me today where they can relate in this scenario where they should be stepping into something, but they're still waiting for everything to be perfect. And it'll never happen. Yeah. In fact, you're an example of what might seem like somewhat extreme in a relative sense.
Right.
Where you're like, how in the world? And yet God used you through that. And right. And did a marvelous working in your life through all of that.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, as we take our next break, as you're listening today, yes, it might not be a perfect situation. And believe me, I'm saying this to myself too. With whatever challenges I have today or you have today, look, the Lord sends Leonard and Dana, and they're testifying that in the struggle, in the part of being a broken vessel, God did even more marvelous and gracious things where they impacted the lives of people, families, marriages, in their own ministry, while they themselves were going through periods of brokenness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Today, you might be feeling so unqualified, so inadequate, mm-hmm. so discouraged because of how things are not. Mm-hmm. And you're wishing that things were differently, and you think that in your mind God could use you to do so much better and more. But right now the Lord is saying, look, let me show you my power, my grace, the marvelous things that I can do mm-hmm. through a broken vessel. You'll hear more from Leonard and Dana Lau. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I can just hear you saying, no, I gotta wait till everything is just perfect. Then I will move. Well, anybody who's ever been a parent, you would relate. All of a sudden, you get the word, you have a child on the way. And there is just not time to get all the finances together, to get everything set up in place, to make everything perfect. And you know, God somehow does that in our lives. I don't understand it all. But life is dynamic, and God is moving. And our guests today, Leonard and Dana Lau, they are sharing that about how the Lord used them, even through some very difficult times in their own life, in their own marriage, to minister to other married couples. It's certainly a time of brokenness, a time. Get this now. Did you know that God can, how can God heal us? How can we experience God's healing until we're broken? Mm-hmm. And how will we ever share testimonies about God's marvelous working in our life until we lose something or miss something or or experience pain in some way, not because we love pain or like we're masochists or something, nothing like that, but just the marvelous way in which God moves. And we see the hand of God's grace in and through that because we grow the most. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad, so grateful that you are with us today. And I believe that you will be blessed all the more in this program with our featured guests. If you want to find out more about our show, in fact, you might want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We have something special for you there, and some other offers and resources and opportunities for you as well there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Leonard, Dana, so you've seen the hand of God continuously working, bringing healing, bringing strength. Mm-hmm. Leonard growing into a spiritual leader. Dana, as you have encouraged him and built one another up. Your family, your children. Mm-hmm. You talked about young Zeke and young Sarah in those Bible studies, the small groups that you led. Mm-hmm. But now these kids, they grow, you know. We're even here. We've got Jordan and Dalen in studio sitting here with us, smiling, giving them, we want to give them a shout out too. I mean, they're patient, right. Young ones sitting here. But you got Zeke now, mm-hmm. Ezekiel Lau. Mm-hmm. Zeke Lau is right. We know in Hawaii, and he's also known on the world scene in surfing. Mm-hmm. But he has shot up like a rocket. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there are things that go on in the life of a professional surfer. You could say that professional athlete, yeah, for that matter, mm-hmm. but a professional surfer, mm-hmm. the things that go on behind the scenes. Leonard, you're going through right now, there's a transition, right?
Yeah, correct.
That's going on in life because of some of the things that are taking place.
Yes.
Explain to us some of what's happening.
Okay, well, Ezekiel, he just graduated this past year in 2012 from Kamehameha Schools, and now he's going to embark in a full-time career in pursuing his dream of being a world tour professional surfer. So as he embarks in this new journey of his, you know, again, the Lord continues to speak to Dana and I as parents now of Ezekiel. And I've been teaching in the DOE close to almost 20 years now. You know, I've given my life to being an educator and trying to impact young people. But as Ezekiel heads into this career of his, you know, God has been really on our heart that, you know, at this time, you know, that I need to be with him to begin this journey. So, you know, God has spoken. Dana and I have been talking about this for a while. And, mm-hmm. you know, for me, it's hard because I'm a guy who needs structure. I want to know what's there tomorrow when I wake up, you know. And, I mean, everything has to be, like we were talking earlier, like the whole setup got to be perfect. You know, I need to know, you know, what time I start, what time mm-hmm. I end, what the things I need to do. I need structure. I need to know what's happening. Well, what we decided to do right now for, you know, for myself is I'm going to take a leave from the DOE this second semester. You know, and it's a leave without pay. I'm not, because this reason for leave does not fall under any DOE categories for taking a leave. So I'm taking a leave without pay to travel.
They don't have a leave for a teacher that has a son that's going to be a professional surfer.
In fact, you know, a funny story is when I was filling out my papers recently, and you know, you hand it into human resource, the guy kicked it back to me twice. Said, you know, I need a more specific reason. You know, I was trying to be, you know, vague and, you know, really not too specific. You know, because I was kind of embarrassed at the same time. So he kicked that back to me like 2 weeks before Christmas break. So you need to give me a specific answer. Oh gosh! So I wrote it in and sent it back to him, and then. A couple of days later, he called me and said, "Hey, so I got your reason on the farm, which is good. So, man, you think I can go with you guys too?" Because I guess I found out after that he's a surfer. he knows who Zeke is. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, man, must be unreal to be a father of this guy. I said, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you know, so that was just confirmation that the decision that we made for me, you know, to do this was confirmed. You know, mm-hmm. that this guy, I even know too much about, you know, had a little story about, you know, about Zeke.
How have you seen the Lord's hand at work in Zeke's career thus far? And what do you see the Lord doing now and into the future?
Mm. You want to start with that one?
Yeah.
Well, I see God's hand because I never wanted it to happen. So as women normally are manipulative, I try everything in my power to not allow this to happen. And
she
I
was,
make
she,
everything difficult.
She was the one wanting him to play football, not me.
It's like, can he play something normal like football? I mean, surfing is associated with drugs, alcohol, partying. Not that football and all the other sports isn't, but it seems...
undisciplined.
More yeah. undisciplined. You know, the surfer just hangs out, doesn't get an education. And I am losing it, my mind, thinking, wow, my husband has gone off the deep end allowing this to happen. And, you know...
What have you done, Lenny?
Here I am. Thinking, okay, here I am, my anxious self. And I think most women, you know, when they start distrusting the leadership of their husband, starts to get anxious. And this is where marital problems get all mm-hmm. messed up. And you get into
we
arguments.
Had our share.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I mean,
years.
Ugly, you know, real
yeah,
ugly.
It gets really ugly. But then, you know, you get down on your knees. And you... because... it's not my decision. This is your child, Lord. You know, work this out. You know, help me to take myself out of it, because it's not about Zeke. It's not about that. The institution that I need to preserve is my marriage, you know, and my relationship with Leonard. And so let's get back to that. And the Lord told me that I could express myself, my discontent or whatever that it was, but I needed to leave it there, you know. And so with all that happening, I had thought, okay, he's not going to go forward with this. What had happened was he had redirected the energy that we put into this, and he had confirmed that Ezekiel is going to finish high school. We're going to encourage him to go finishes college education. We are going to encourage him to use this platform mm-hmm. for Christ, you know. And I was just weeping. And by the end, by now, you know, how I see God's hand in how things worked and what I had originally felt in my heart towards my husband in this situation, it was I'm disheartened at myself. I feel so ugly at the way my attitude was. And when I go down on my knees and I be still before God, that's the kind of stuff he shares with me. And he lays on my heart about what my attitude should not be, you know.
Dana, Leonard. Mm-hmm. And to our dear listener, as you're listening today, people typically, when they come, I hear it all the time. They say, Danny, you know, I listen to your show and I love your guests. And this is what I always hear them say. And always, it's quite often, they say it. It's real life.
Mm-hmm.
Real life. Mm-hmm. And what you're sharing, Dana, is the apprehensions, the fears, the manipulations, yeah. uh-huh. the control, mm-hmm. all the things that mm-hmm. go on in the life of a mother,
mm-hmm.
and also the insecurities that go on as a father, mm-hmm. the changes that make, and mm-hmm. the trials that, so it's a son may be involved in any kind of pursuit, a daughter in any kind of pursuit. And there are financial implications, obligations, commitments that go with it. There are sacrifices that go on. And there are no guarantees in much of what happens. And yet you share this testimony of faith. I believe, Leonard and Dana, that you're here because God sent you here at this time for this moment of sharing. Because he has someone for you to minister to. There's someone who's listening, who is desperately or was desperately needing to hear what you're sharing. Right. When we come back from our break, I'm wondering if you can maybe just say a word of encouragement to a married couple, a father, a mother, could be a single parent, or someone that's in leadership in some way, maybe even in that, pray for them. And minister to them in prayer. You've ministered to to others in the past. You continue to do so. You're doing that in the life of your son. He's blessed. Zeke is blessed. Your children are blessed. When we come back from our break, you will be blessed by Leonard and Dana Lau and their ministry. It's a great ministry. It's a blessed ministry. A ministry of prayer. You know, a brother and sister in the Lord praying for you. Whatever you're going through right now, it's very personal. You know it exactly, and God knows it even more detailed. And he sends this dear couple to encourage you, to pray for you, to build you up. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Prayer is one of the great blessings that God has given us to invoke his movement, as it were, his power in our lives. And Dana Lau, Leonard Lau are here today to share their heart. And as they have, it's real heart-to-heart level, gut level, as we typically say. Dana, will you pray for a mother who is experiencing this, some of the same things that you're going through right now, or a leader in some way experiencing. Can you pray for them? And then Leonard, mm-hmm. you know, after right. Dana.
Sure. Dear Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves and we ask for your presence in our hearts and we know and trust that if we are still, that you are going to come and meet us right where we're at and meet our needs and you're a God that does that. And you know, as a mother and that has experienced the anxieties of motherhood and trying to do the best for our kids and make the right decisions and cause the right things to happen. And I know there's a mother out there that's struggling with this, Father, and I just pray that you would come and meet her where she's at and show her your what you want to do in her life and how you want to change her so that the trial or the situation won't overcome her, but that your life in her would make all the difference and help, you know, just ease her anxieties, Lord. And just as you've done with us, Father, and I know and believe that you're a God that works in this way, and we thank you, and we love you for that. And so those mothers out there that are so unsure and uncertain about the way you work, I can be certain, Father. And in that way, I pray that you would encourage these women to just come to you in prayer and in submission to your working in their life, because you are God who answers prayer and does miraculous things. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, just we are so unworthy, Lord Father, to do your work, Lord, but you are worthy. You make us worthy, Father God. And I just thank you so much for that, Lord. And I just want to pray for the men who's out there, the fathers, Lord, the husbands, Lord Father God, leaders of their companies, of their families, Lord Father. I want to pray for them, Lord, and just ask your favor upon them, Lord. If they're struggling with this, Lord Father God, that they will look to you for strength, for guidance, for wisdom. Lord Father, I'm a prime example, Lord Father, of somebody that you pulled out of the ground to be a husband and a father, Lord, and use me in so much ways, Lord Father God, to touch others. And I know you can do the same thing for these men who are struggling right now, you know, as a husband and a father, as a leader, Lord Father. I pray that you surround them with people. Surround them with good men, Lord Father God, that would just encourage them and help them and love them through this time, Lord Father God. Because it's through your power into these other people, Lord Father, that we'll be able just to help them. So I lift up these men, Lord Father God. Just help them to realize how much you love them, Lord Father God, no matter what. That you love them so much, Lord. So all these things I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
A prayer for you from Leonard and Dana Law, calling out to the Lord on your behalf. Leonard, Dana, thank you so much for coming and sharing and being so generous.
You know, at this time, I just want to thank you, Danny, for the work that you're doing, in this, not only in this state and this island, but, across the United States and the world, you've been such a blessing to our family, as we've seen you grown, because I knew you when I was little too, and he was just an athlete as we were. I mean, when we played the Kalakaua Monarchs and the Iolani Raiders, it was always Danny Yamashiro that we have to look out for. So people out there in the radio land, don't this guy was
underestimate him.
Was special. He was a special athlete, and now a special leader and spiritual leader in our community.
Meeting God's calling.
Exactly.
For revival.
I appreciate you guys' friendship very much, Leonard and Dana. In the next few days, you're going to hear other stories but every story unique. Mm-hmm. This unique indeed. And you know what? This is the perfect time to share Christ's love with someone near you. And visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have special financial partners, churches that join us, and you can be a part of that as well. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Leonard and Dana Lau. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.